And let's start the Gemara. I assume you all have a Gemara in front of you. We're done. We're going to start on the top of Pei Beis Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says, "Hatinoikis ein ma'anin lezivim makipurim." We don't make children fast on Tinoikis doesn't mean babies like in modern Hebrew. Tinoikis means children, like Tinoikis shel Beis Rabban. We make children fast on Yom Kippur, aval mechanchen oison, but we are mechanchen. Hashem Shalit means, at least for the time being, it means we manach them to fast some of the day, not to fast the whole day. We manach them, the Gemara calls L'shos. The Gemara says if he was used to eating breakfast at 9 o'clock in the morning, so we give him breakfast at 10 o'clock in the morning to get him used to the idea of fasting. So Mechant Chanoison, L'fnei Shana V'l'fnei Shnosayim, B'shul Shirgilim B'mitzvahs. So Rashi learns that L'fnei Shana V'l'fnei Shnosayim can be a little bit confusing. Rashi learns L'fnei Shana means 2 years before his bar mitzvah. Because lefnei, the shana, that's smucha to his perek, to his godless. So lefnei shana means the year before the year before. And lefnei shnatayim means the year before, 2 years before. So let's say he's bar mitzvah 13. So lefnei shana would mean when he is 11. Because it's 11 is the year before. The shana has smucha. When he's 12, a little bit confusing in Rashi also, because when a child is, we call a child who's 12, sometimes Rashi refers to that as a child in his 13th year. Because after your 12th birthday, when you're 12 years old, you're in your 13th year of life. So in the nomenclature in Rashi, it's sometimes confusing. I'm going to try to be consistent. But in the Rashi, just to be aware, sometimes Rashi will talk about a child in his 14th year. Sometimes Rashi will talk about a child who's Ben Yud Gimel. But the Gemara is going to talk about Ben Ches and Tes. That's what we talk about. Ben Ches means a child who's 8 years old. Mentes is a child who's 9 years old. But sometimes Rashi will refer to Ben Ches as being in his 9th year. So I'm just flagging it. I'm going to try not to fall into that. I'm going to try to be consistent throughout. So Lefnei Shana, Rashi learns, means a child who's before the Shana. What Shana is what Shana are we talking about? The Shana Hasamuch Lepirkei. The Shana that's adjacent to, prior to, his Perek. His Perek means when he becomes a Bogle. So mechanchnos l'fnei shana l'fnei shnosayim means that we're mechanachim 2 and 3 years before his bar mitzvah. We're mechanachim l'shoyis. Let's say poshim shat. Meanwhile, we're mechanachim l'shoyis 2 and 3 years before his bar mitzvah, which would mean when he's 10 and 11. 10 is 3 years before his bar mitzvah. 11 is 2 years before his bar mitzvah. So 2 and 3 years before his bar mitzvah, we're mechanachim to fast the shoyis. The Gemara is going to ask if we're mechanachim 3 years before his bar mitzvah, it didn't need to say that we're mechanachim 2 years before his bar mitzvah. It could have just said lefnei shnosayim. Why did Mishnah have to say lefnei shana v'lefnei shnosayim 2 and 3 years before his bar mitzvah? We'll see in the Gemara how the Gemara deals with that. Let's see Rashi. Ein ma'anin oisun. So Rashi says ein ma'anin oisun means ein chayobin limnoyim mehem machal. There's no obligation to make them fast. So Rashi's mashma. And when Mishnah says Tinoikis Ein Ma'anin Oisin B'Yom HaKippurim, we don't make children fast on Yom Kippur, it means that there's no chiv to make them fast on Yom Kippur. Until, of course, they reach the age of Shon and Shnasayim, and until they reach the age of Chinuch. And once they reach the age of Chinuch, then we are Ma'anin them L'Shoyis, and we'll see later in the Gemara that maybe there's even an age when we're Ma'anin them to, maybe there's even an age when they should fast the whole day. Maybe the year before Bar Mitzvah, they should fast the whole day. Or healthy enough, maybe 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, they should fast the whole day. That's not mentioned explicitly in Mishnah, that, but we'll see in the Gemara that there is such opinions. But a component, the Mishnah says, until that point, until you reach the point when they are supposed to fast because of chinuch, we are not ma'anah them, we don't make them fast. So again, Rashi learns, ein ma'anah means, ein chayovin l'mnoyim mehemaychel, we're not obligated to make them, to take food away from them. We're not obligated to make them fast. So the Ran is with from Rashi, that it sounds like Rashi holds, that there's no itzer to allow them to fast. If a child wants to fast, we don't encourage it, and we don't have to. We don't. There's no doing that he has to fast. A 9-year-old child wants to fast the whole day. There's no doing that he has to. And ein chayovim l'bnei Michael, but it's not also either. If he wants to fast, then that's okay. That's okay as well. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns. The Rambam says that they're not allowed to fast, and you're not allowed to allow them to fast. Because Shema Yovayu Lidei Sakona. Fasting for a child could be dangerous. So therefore, it's not just that there's no chiyuv of chinuch that they should fast prematurely, but it's actually an issa. So it's moving in the Ran, that it's machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. The Gaon also in Shulchan Aruch says it's machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam learns tinekes in manu naizanins that they're not allowed to fast. And Rashi learns it means that before the age of chinuch they're not obligated to fast. But there's no issa badava. I think they go l'shitosim or showing them it. And also Rashi needs a hetzer. We're talking about a child who's before the age that we're mechanechim, shoyis and so on. As the Mishnah then goes on and elaborates, l'fnei shonu, l'fnei shnasayim, there is an age of chinuch. So tinoikei ma'aninoisun is before he reaches the time to be mechanechim for fasting. So what's the chiddush that ma'aninoisun? There's no issa. There's we can fast. Obviously, that's true by any mitzvah. Any mitzvah before a child reaches the age of chinuch, whatever the age of chinuch is for that mitzvah, so he's not obligated to do it. We don't have a mission anywhere that says tinoikos ein machrichnoisam leisha besukkah until they reach the age of chinuch, or tinoikos we're not mechayev them. We don't demand that they bench until they reach the age of chinuch. So why does it need to be stated? Why does it need to be stated over here that there's no obligation for a child to fast before he reaches the age of chinuch? Of the Rambam, it's good. Here it's saying a chish don't have by other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, a child is below the age of chinuch, he's not obligated to sit in the sukkah, but it's not also. If he wants to play. And here there's a chish din that a child before the age of chinuch is not allowed to fast in kippur, shema yovai, as the Rambam writes, l'day sakona. But for Rashi, it's that it's not an iser, and apparently Rashi holds it's not a sakona, so what is it? He's not chayiv. So if he's not up to the age of chinuch, as the which Mishlin then goes on to elaborate. So what's the chiddush that ain't ma'anoisa? So it's like this. Here we need a little introduction. And this is the one time that this does connect a little bit to Nyonim that we're at the beginning of the parak. I said up till now that the sugyas that we're learning are not connected to the beginning of the parak. But right away, here's an exception. There is a connection to something at the beginning of the parak. I'm going to fill you in. We know in Yom Kippur there's five inuyim. Achila, Achil and Shti, which is one, Achit Sicha, Nilus Sandal and Tashmish Mito. The Machaikas Yishonim, are all of those Inuyim Deraisa, or is only Achil and Shti Deraisa? Most Yishonim hold that only Achil and Shti is Deraisa, everything else is Derabana. The Rambam, it's come out to Das Yochid, the Rambam holds that all of the Inuyim are Deraisa. The only thing is, Achil and Shti is a lav, the other Inuyim are only an Asse. The opinion of most Yishonim is that all of the other inuyim outside of Achil and Shti are only the Rabbanu. So the Ran at the beginning of the parak brings a raya that the other inuyim are only the Rabbanu. And his raya is from Gemara on Ayin Chesem Beis, which we're going to take a look at inside. The Gemara Ayin Chesem Beis says that an adult is allowed to wash and to be soch and to smear with oil a child on Yom Kippur. Asked the Ran, we'll take the Gemara in a second, but the Ran asks, if all of the Inuyim are Deraisa, so then how is an adult allowed to wash a child on Yom Kippur? We know there's a halacha, the Gemara has a drasha, it says by Shotim, Leisachlam, but Gemara Dash is Leisa Achilum, that there's an Isitim Michael Kotan Nevelis. You're not allowed to feed a child. Child's eating the Nevelis on his own. If he's below the age of Chinuch, you don't have to stop him. But it's also to give it in b'yadayim. And like with all Yisroim Shibbutar, a child below the age of chinuch is being l'chal Shabbos. You don't have to stop him. But you're not allowed to b'yadayim make a child the over and aver, even below the age of chinuch, even a baby. So Esther Ann, if all of the Nuyim are deraisa, so that means bathing on Yom Kippur is an issur deraisa. So how is an adult allowed to bathe a child on Yom Kippur? And the Gemara says b'feresh that it is. As an adult allowed to bathe the child in Yom Kippur, why isn't it a violation of Leisa Achilum? Says the Ran, it's a raya that all of the Inuyim are only, outside of Achil and Shti, all of the Inuyim are only the Rabbana. So then, the Ran doesn't say it so much explicitly, but he's Mavliya. So what about Achil and Shti? Achil and Shti, everybody gives us their Isa. So how can you give a child to eat on Yom Kippur? Why isn't it a problem of Leisa Achilum? So the Ran is Mashma. Take a look at the Ran, it's the first Ran in the parak. The Ran is mashma that's because to make a child fast on Yom Kippur is a sakana. So that's for sure what to do by time. Lo yisachilum, it's not when it's pikuach nefesh. A child fasting in Yom Kippur is a sechana. So of course you can give a child to eat in Yom Kippur. It's not a violation of lo yisachilum because pikuach nefesh overrides. So moving that Ran, that the Ran holds that it's like the Rambam, that the Ran holds that a child fasting in Yom Kippur is a sechana. So I want to show you this Gemara. This is a very, very important Gemara for everything we want to talk about. If you have a Gemara, we have a Gemara human in front of you. I don't have to put it on the screen. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Ches and Beis. So the Gemara in Ches, it's halfway down by the beginning of the line. Tana Rabbana. Zokim Gemara, Tana Rabbana. Tinoikos mutarim b'chalei b'kulon chutz minilas asando. Children are mutter in all of the inuyim, except for the ilus asandal. In the ilus asandal, children are also not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. But all of the other inuyim, children are apart from. That's a brisa. Fet the Gemara, maishnon the ilus asandal, what's the difference between the ilus asandal, which we say children are obligated in, not to wear shoes? The ami inshi abdile. Because why they're not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur? One of the things, the reason is because if they wear shoes on Yom Kippur, other people are going to think that an adult put it on them. The Gemara thinks at this point that even if they're allowed to wear shoes on their own, because the children are not mechuyim mitzvahs, but an adult is not allowed to put the shoes on them, maybe because of leisachilum. So the Gemara is suggesting at this point that maybe the reason why they're allowed, why everything else, the reason why they're not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur, is not because they themselves intrinsically have an issur, but because we're afraid people will think that an adult put the shoes on the child. So if we don't let the child wear shoes. In fact, the Gemara, so the Gemara asks, Hanach Naami, Ami Inshi Abdile. So Rechitz and Sicha also, if they see a child freshly bathed or freshly smeared with oil, people are going to think that an adult did it to them. So it should be Osir as well. So what's the difference? Why is Rechitz and Sicha Mutter? And why is Nilis Asandal Osir? So the answer is Rechitz and Sicha, Ami Esmal Abdile. That Rechitz and see, if they see a child who's clean, the adults will say, he bathed yesterday. We don't want to have children stay clean from yesterday till today. But as they say, the Gemara says, that maybe it's only having the Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe that's okay. You're allowed to have Rechitz and Sichri, a child is allowed to bathe on the Kippur, because people see him bathe, they're not going to say, oh, so an adult bathed him. They'll assume that if the adult bathed him, he bathed him from yesterday. So that's why a child is allowed to wash himself up on Yom Kippur. Frek Gemara, Sandal Nami, Emin Bismillah, Afdilim. So by shoes also, maybe people, when they, why is it also wear shoes? Even if somebody sees a child wearing shoes, they'll say the adult put the shoes on him yesterday. So the verse, no, it's not comparable. Sandal, you can't put shoes on, you can't put shoes on a child yesterday and he'll be wearing them today. Somebody wants to feel the taste of death. You should go to sleep wearing shoes. You're not allowed to go to sleep wearing shoes. It's very dangerous to go to sleep wearing shoes. So if a kid is wearing shoes on your kippur, he must have put them on today. People are going to think grown to put them on them. But Rechitz and Sicha, they'll say the grown bathed him yesterday. That Gemara doesn't work. The mashmoyes of the Brice is that mutarim lechatchila. Rashi says it means mutarim lechatchila is mashmoy that adults are allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. Not just that child could bathe himself, because they'll say, well, the adult bathed him, because even if an adult did, they'll assume he did it yesterday. A child is mutar on Yom Kippur itself, and an adult is allowed to bathe the child on Yom Kippur. So that means that it's an everything's out the window. So then what's the difference? If an adult is mamish allowed to bathe the child on Yom Kippur, that means who cares what people think? It's hakamutter. You're allowed to bathe the child on Yom Kippur. So the same way you're allowed to bathe the child on Yom Kippur, you should be allowed to put shoes on him on Yom Kippur. So what's the difference? El is up to Gemara, Hanach the Lav Rivisayu, Gozu Burabana. Hanach the Rivisayu, the Gozu Burabana. Says the Gemara, Rechitza Sicha, the other Inuyim, they're revisayu. Revisayu means they're part of the nurturing of the child. The child needs, in order to grow up healthy, the child needs to be bathed, he needs to have tzicha. Those are the things the child needs for his well-being. So therefore, like Gozlu Rabban and the Rabban were in Geyser. And it's good to do. But those things, but need is a sandal, which a child doesn't need for his health. It's not revisayu. Kid could walk around barefoot, it's not bad for the kid. So Gozu Barabon, so that the good Rabbanim were guys say that it applies even to a child on Yom Kippur, and even a child on Yom Kippur is not allowed to wear shoes. That's the Gemara. It says, so what does it say in this Gemara? This is a very important Gemara for our purposes. It says in this Gemara, without chinuch, then what would be wrong with the child not wear? Why would a child be also to wear shoes on Yom Kippur? We're talking about the mitzvah of chinuch. It says in this Gemara that there's a difference in regard to chinuch between shoes and the other inuyim. When it comes to shoes, which are not part of the revisayil of the ketinoik, not part of his health and well-being, so there we go, he's a chinuch, and the child therefore is presumably a gil chinuch. A child is a gil chalis, is not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. When it comes to rechitza and sicha, so since that's Rabbi Sayu, that's part of the being of the child. So gozu b'rabbana, so that they did asa, and therefore a child as chinuch is usher in rechitza and sicha on Yom Kippur. You see, like this, the tourist sugi here is that the Gemara l'chatchila thought that they should be the same. The Gemara asked as a kasha, what's the difference between achila v'shti on the one? What's the difference? I'm sorry, between rechitza and sicha on the one end, which are mutter, and nilas sandal, which is osur, and the Gemara is mechal, rechitz and sicha Rabbi Sayil. Nilas sandal is not Rabbi Sayil. So here's gozul berabonim, here's not gozul berabonim. What about achil and shtir? How does achil and shtir fit into this sugya? The further on, achil and shtir is a sakana. A child fasting until he reaches the age that Chazal sanctioned it, but a child below that who fasts is a sakana. It's mamish osur. That's around the Mishnah. Hatinoikis ein ma'an leisim. It's osur. Never mind chinuch. Whether he's chayna. It's osur. Why is it osur? Shema yovel de sakona. The Rambam also. It's osur to have a child fast on Yom Kippur. Shema yovel de sakona. The feel the Rambam in the Ran that there's an isser for a child to fast on Yom Kippur because it's sakona. So then that's not achil and shtiyah is off the table from this sugya and chazam and beis. That's not the nidlin. When it comes to achil and shtiyah, the Gemara could never have asked, how come a child is allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? He sees he's not allowed to wear shoes. Ash gurun sart. He's allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur because it's a sakana for him not to eat, but not wearing but shoes is not a sakana. So that the nidlin of this Gemara, the topic of the discussion of this Gemara is not eating and drinking. That's a sakana. That's a vana mutter. We don't have to have a discussion. Is the chinuch by achil and shtiyah? Is the not chinuch by achil and shtiyah? Fasting on Yom Kippur is a sakana. So nothing to talk about. The Gemara that's done, what's the difference between other inuyim and Ilus Sandal is talking about Rechitza and Sicha. Those are inuyim, but also not a sakana. So there the Gemara asks, what's the difference between Rechitza and Sicha on the one hand, that there's no chinuch, and Ilus Sandal there is chinuch. And that the Gemara answers, that Rechitza and Sicha sends their Visayu, like Gozu Barabonim, so they weren't Gozer. And Nilas Sandal, which is not Rishayu, so they were Gozer. Later on, the words like Gozu Barabonim, Chazal weren't Gozer. What Gzeir is the Gemara talking about? What's the Gzeir over here? It says in this Gemara, Gozu Barabonim. What's the Gzeir that Chazal were not Gozer because it's Rishayu, because it's part of the well-being of the child? Later on, the whole Gemara is only talking about Rechitz and Sicha. And Rechitz and Sicha are only the Rabbanim. That's the whole Shita Saratan and most Rishonim. And all the other Shayim are only the Rabbanim. So when the Gemara says that Rechitz and Sicha, because they're part of the well-being of the child, Chazal weren't Gezer, the Gezer that the Gemara is referring to is the Gezer of Rechitz and Sicha. Chazal weren't Gezer, Rechitz and Sicha on Yom Kippur. This is Rechitz and Sicha, Chazal weren't Gezer on a child because it's Rebbe Sayyid. But the Gemara is not discussing Achil and Shti. Achil and Shti is not Gzeira, it's a Deraisa. That's not what the Gemara is discussing. Achil and Shti, it's altogether Sakana, so it's not part of the discussion. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi in the Dibur HaMaskil, Mutar Bekulam, that's how the Gemara began, Tinoikis Mutar Bekulam, Rashi says Mutar Bekulam, it's about a third of the way down the Rashi's. So Rashi, Mutar Bekulam, Bechalhani de Masnisen. Tinoikas Amutar and all of the things in the Mishnah, Achila, Beshtia, or Echitzu Vesicha. Rashi sets up the sugya that the Gemara is discussing Achila and Shtia too. And it's Mashman Rashi that when the Gemara then asks, what's the difference? Why are these things Mutar and Ilus Sandal is Osir? The Gemara is asking not only about Echitz and Sicha, but the Gemara is asking about Achila and Shtia also. Why is a child mutter in achil and shtiyo? Why is it different than ilus sandal? Why is the chinuch in ilus sandal and there's no chinuch for achil and shtiyo? To which the Gemara answers that Hainu Rabbi Sayo, since these things are part of the well-being of the child, so it goes with the Rabban. So first of all, the first point is, I think Rashi Shasai. You see Rashi by us in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Ein ma'ananas et noikas, he didn't say it's also. He said that there's no obligation to be ma'anatekas. It's Mu'ur Rashi, that for a child to fast on Yom Kippur, below the age when he's supposed to, he's not obligated, and we're not obligated, and he's fine, he's allowed to eat, but it's not usur for him to fast. Rashi apparently holds that a child fasting on Yom Kippur is not a sakana. Rashi by us. So therefore, Rashi Lishitosei learns that when Gemara and Ayin Chesem and Beis asks, why are the other Yom Mutter and Yom Kippur, why are they different than the Ilus Sandal? The question includes Achila V'Shtiyo. The Ram and the Ran, Achila V'Shtiyo, were never included in the question, because Achila V'Shtiyo are altogether dangerous for a child to do, so of course the child's not supposed to do them. So the whole discussion was only about Rechitza and Sicha versus Nilus Asandu. But according to Rashi, Achila V'Shtiyo are also not a sakana. A child is allowed to fast in Yom Kippur, even if he's a little child, he's allowed to fast in Yom Kippur. There's no Isser for a child to fast in Yom Kippur. He may not be obligated, but there's no Isser. So according to Rashi, the Gemara question is addressed not only to Rechitza and Sicha, but it's addressed to Achila V'Shtiyo also. How come a child, if it's not dangerous, so why is there a chiyuv? If not also, it should be obligatory. Just like it's obligatory for him not to wear shoes, the chiyuv of nilus sandal is obligatory because of chinuch. So why is there no chinuch for achilah shdir rechitz and sicha? Asks the Gemara according to Rashi. To which the Gemara answers that in Sinai Rabbi Sayu, not dangerous if he doesn't have it for a day, but it's still part of the nurturing of the child, achilah and shdir. If he fasts one day, it won't kill him. But Achil V'Shtiyo is certainly part of the nurturing of the child. The child doesn't do Achil V'Shtiyo ever, not going to grow up. And like Rechitza and Sicha, it's part of the Rishayah of the child. Since it's part of the nurturing of the child, says the Gemara, Lo Gosel B'Rabbanan, they weren't Gosel. Which now leads to another very important point. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says that since it's Rishayah, these things are Rishayah, Lo Gosel B'Hu Rabbanan, what Gzeir is the Gemara referring to? Lefi the Ran, that the Gemara is only addressing Rechitza and Sicha. So the Gemara, when the Gemara says legosu berabbanan, it means the gzeira of rechitza and sicha, because rechitza and sicha, all the other inuyim are only the rabbanan. So when they're rebisayu, they weren't going to be inuyim by child. But according to Rashi, the Gemara is addressing achil and shti also. Achil and shti are deraisa, so they're not the rabbanan. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that because they're rebisayu, achil and shti, rechitza, sicha, all four, they're all rebisayu legosu berabbanan? What's the gzeira? What gzeira? Achil and shti is a deraisa. So what's the Gzeira to which the Gemara refers then? According to Rashi, what's the Gzeira the Gemara talking about? That's not a rhetorical question. I'm asking you later. So according to Rashi, what's the Gzeira?
Chinuch?
Chinuch. About a chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch, Achil and Shtiyah is deraisa, but chinuch for Achil and Shtiyah is only derabbanan. So the Gemara says, because it's Rishayu, because these things, Achil and Shtiyah, Rechitza Sicha, they're part of the Rishayu, the well-being of the child, so they weren't geizer chinuch on those inuyim. So they were makia, those four inuyim, Rechitza Sicha, and Achil and Shtiyah, Rechitza Sicha, they were makia, those inuyim, from the derabbanan of, from the mitzvah chinuch. So it comes out that we have two pshatim just in the translation of the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish that hanich, those inuyim that are revisayu, part of the well-being of the child, the nurturing of the child, like gozu b'rabbanan. And that's why they're different than nilas sandal. Nilas sandal is gozu b'rabbanan, those things are like gozu b'rabbanan. Fi d'ran, the Gemara is not, that whole discussion and that whole distinction is not addressed to achil and shtiyah. Achil and shtiyah, Achil and Shtiyah for a child is a sakana. So that's not part of the discussion. The discussion is about Shari Nuyim, Rechitza Sicha versus Nilus Asan. So, and the Gemara makes a distinction that Rechitza and Sicha is Rabbi Sayu, like Gozo Barabana. And Nilus Asandal, which is not Rabbi Sayu, so it's Gozo Barabana. If you read that means they weren't Gozer, Rechitza and Sicha. Is the din of rechitz and sicha is like gozu b'rabban. So for a child, no din of rechitz and sicha. This is how it is not Rabbi Sayo's gozu b'rabban and melech chinuch too. But it doesn't say anywhere in this Gemara, according to the Ran, that Chazal were mafkia chinuch from Yom Kippur. That there's no chinuch on Yom Kippur. Chinuch and Kippur there is for those inuyim that are applicable to a child. There's chinuch too. Rechitz and sichlo chagur and goyzer by a child. Not that one goes in chinuch. In a mishnah deraisa there would be chinuch. It was the feed deran. It could very well be that when it comes to achilu shtiyos, is a deraisa, there is chinuch. Except that it's a sakon. But if you get out of the sakon, there would be chinuch. It's only rechitz and sichlo that legozu berabon. Chazal were in goyzer the dinner rechitz and sichlo in the first place on a child. Not that they took away chinuch. They took away rechitz and sichlo. The child doesn't have the inui, the kind of rechitz and sichah as an inui, because it's hainu b'sai. That's if you learn the Gemara like Deran. And if you learn the Gemara like Deran, it says in this Gemara, there's two implications. Number one, that for a child, there's no dinner rechitz and sichah at all. Not just there's no chinuch. There's no dinner rechitz and sichah at all. They weren't geyser the inui rechitz and sichah on the child. That's what it says according to Deran. And on the other hand, according to Deran, that's all that it says. It doesn't say anything about chinuch. Those inuim that are deraisa, like achil and shtiyah, according to the rabbi, very well have a mitzvah chinuch. It doesn't say anywhere that they took away chinuch. They took away rechitz and sichah from a child. They won't go to rechitz and sichah. Those inuim are altogether derabbanan. But those inuim that are deraisa, achil and shtiyah, could be by a child too, and there'll be a chinuch therefore, because it doesn't say anywhere there's no chinuch, except that a child doesn't do it because of sakana. But the minute the sakana goes away, then it'll revert to the regular chinuch. And I don't care that it's Rabbi Sayo, because Rabbi Sayo is nothing. I'm not going to care that it's Rabbi Sayo. Mashiach, ain't according to Rashi, this is a total different Gemara. According to Rashi, this is a Gemara that's not addressing Rechitza and Sicha, only addressing Achila, Shtiyah, Rechitza, and Sicha altogether. And the Gemara is asking, why doesn't a child have to do them? What's different than Nilus Asanda? And the Gemara's answer is that because all of these things, and apparently Rashi holds that Achila and Shtiyah is part of the discussion, because what Rashi holds, that's part of Rashi Shita by us. That it's not a sakana. Fasting for a child is not a sakana. So therefore the Gemara can have a discussion. Why doesn't a child have to fast? I mean, not a 12-year-old child, or maybe he does, but a 10-year-old child, a 9-year-old, why doesn't he have to fast? Rashi holds it's not going to kill him. So why does a child not have to fast? What happened to chinuch? That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara's kasha. According to Rashi. After that question, what is the Gemara answer? That since it's Rivi Sayu, it's not a sakana, but it's Rabbi Sayo, it's part of the nurturing of the child, the achil, the shtiyah, the rechitza, the sikh, it's all part of the nurturing of the child. That's how a child is raised. It takes all these things. So it's Rabbi Sayo. So therefore, Chazal were not geyser what? They weren't geyser. Can't mean they were geyser rechitza and sikha. We're not only talking about rechitza and sikha, we're talking about achil and shtiyah deraisa. So what does it mean, like geyser barabbanan? They weren't geyser chinuch. The Firashi, it says a chiddush din in this Gemara, that Chazal were not geyser chinuch for fasting on a child, and rechitz and sicha also the same thing. They were geyser fasting and rechitz and sicha on a child because of Rabbi Sayu, and Rabbi Sayu is a reason to be oiker the mitzvah of chinuch. Chazal were oiker the mitzvah of chinuch, where it stands in opposition to the well being of the child. Since it's the well being of the child to eat and drink and have rechitz and sicha, Chazal were not geyser chinuch on a child.
Rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Does there come out from Gemara a stira on the Ran by Ayin Ches Ran is seeming to say that Yachila Mishtiya are Sakana, but in our Gemara is Ran is Medayik and Rashi that it's not a Sakana. There's a Rishus to not.
But then it was the Raman. The Ran is masking to the Raman that it is a Sakana. I think it's Shtims. The Ran is masking to the Raman that it is a Sakana. It brings Rashi. But then he brings the Rambam. So that's mashma. I think the Rambam is that he's masking the Rambam. Do the Rambam near? Yeah, it could be. I mean, maybe it's not mukhach in the Rambam. Maybe in the Rambam he's not being machriya. The passage in the Rashi that he's been to the Ram. Befrat in the light of this other Ram. It's kedai to take a look at the Ram at the beginning of the parak also, because it could be that it's not as mamish and mufurish in the Ram that the way I'm making it sound. It sounds like in the Ram, in the beginning of the parak, they hold achil and shtiyah as sakana. That only rechit and sikha not as sakana. So that the Gemara does is that they should be mutter. But achil and shtiyah is a sakana. And that's the same as this Ram. The Ram is for sure the way. If not, there, but in the Ram, I think that's also the Mashmais. So the Fi Rashi, it says in this Gemara Chiddush that by rights there should be chinuch for fasting on Yom Kippur, even a small child, even an 8-year-old child, a 9-year-old child, there should be chinuch to fast the whole day. But Chazal took it away because Tainu Rabbi Yisai. So now there's a question here, which we'll talk about maybe b'hemshuch, but I want to flag it now, which is that according to Rashi, that there ought to be chinuch on a child even if he's 8 or 9, there should be ready chinuch. But Chazal took it away because Tainu Rabbi Yisai. So what changes when he's 12? The Gemara we're going to see that a 12-year-old child does fast the whole day. At least that's the way that's possible. 12-year-old child does fast the whole day. Why does he fast the whole day? Chinuch. But the Gemara says in Ayin Ches that they took chinuch away whenever it's Hani Rabbi Sayo. A 12-year-old child is still l'chayr. A 12-year-old child is also Rabbi Sayo. It's not part of the well-being of a 12-year-old child that he should eat. If you don't give a 12-year-old child to eat, keep at it long enough. He's not gonna be good for him. So Hani is Rabbi Sayo. And Emes is eating things Rabbi Sayo even for a grown-up. The fasting on Yom Kippur is mid chel bevedomai. The Gemara says it's ibud nefesh, but that's the mitzvah. He's supposed to be ma'abed nefesh, but it's certainly a steer to Rabbi Yisrael. So what changes when he's 12? Bishlam according to the Ran, I know what changes when he's 12. What changes when he's 12 is that it stops being a sakana. Before he's 12, he's not allowed to fast Shema Yovel de sakana. Even if there would be a mitzvah, but it will also because of Shema Yovel de sakana. When he's 12, apparently there's not a sakana. So I understand why an 8-year-old child is different than a 12-year-old child. For an 8-year-old child, there's an issur to fast. Never mind if there's chinuch or not. Even if there wouldn't, it's usur. Why is it usur? Shem yovel le sakana. Usur l'ramam, shem yovel le sakana. So what happens when he's 12? Obviously, it's not a sakana. So I understand the transition between from 12 to before 12. But according to Rashi, as far as chinuch is concerned, it's not a sakana anyway. It's not a sakana even for an 8-year-old child. And by rights, he should fast. There should be chinuch, like Nehilas Sandal. So why did they take chinuch away like Gozu Barabon and they were not Gozu chinuch on a child because Hainu Rabbi Sayu? So what changes when he's 12? What changes when he's 12? It's still Rabbi Sayu. It may not be a sakono, but it wasn't a sakono when he was 8 either. And Rabbi Sayu, it still is. So how does a 12-year-old child have a mitzvah of chinuch to fast the whole day? So I want to put that in the back burner of that question. I think it's a big question, but I want to hold off with that question. We'll see as we go forward. But what I also want to add is that I think we can understand the pshat in the Mishnah according to Rashi. The Mishnah says hatinoikus in ma'ananoisam. Now, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? What din is the Mishnah telling me? So lefi the Ran and the Ramam, I know what din the Mishnah is telling me. It's telling me a new iser that it's usur for tinoikus fast. Shema yovayu deksakana. Ram is perish. I think the Ram is masking that he's masking to the Ram. Shema yovayu deksakana. So that's Hiddush Din. Shema says you don't have that. Sukkah, Luluv. Even if he's below the age of Chinuch, but it's not also. But according to Rashi, the Mishnah is saying it, sir. According to Rashi, bottom line, a child's ladder fast if he wants to. He's just not obligated. So I asked the question, so what's the chiddush? If he's not obligated, of course he's not obligated. He didn't reach the age of chinuch. The age of chinuch is when he's 12. For sure, it's maybe when he's 10 or 11. But it's before the age of chinuch. So what's the chiddush that he's not obligated? So what's the chiddush that he's not obligated to fast? Of course he's not obligated to fast. It's before the age of chinuch. The answer is, according to Rashi, I think, that it's not true. He is at the age of chinuch. A 9-year-old child is at the age of chinuch for fasting because it's not a sakana. But the Gemara, that's the Gemara in Ayin Ches, that by rights you should fast the whole day. Except, says the Gemara in Ayin Ches, they took the mitzvah of chinuch away because Hayin Rabbi Yisai. That's about the Chiddush Din. That's the din it says in our Mishnah. Atinoikis ein ma'an noison means that even though he's old enough, that it's not a sakana for him to fast, and he's old enough to have reached the age of chinuch, he is at the age of chinuch. But nonetheless, he's not allowed to fast. I mean, not that he's allowed to fast, he is allowed to fast if he wants to, but he's not obligated to fast. Why is he not obligated to fast? Because even though he's at the age of chinuch, but since Hainu Rabbi Yisai, they were mafkia like Gozu Barabban, and they were mafkia, that's of chinuch. That's about a chiddush din. That's what it says in our Mishnah. According to Rashi, that's the chiddush din that it says in the Mishnah. that even the child reached the age of chinuch, or usually the age of chinuch, but in this case they took it away because of Rav Yisrael. Yeah, Kalmer. So we have to know what changes when he's 12. So that we'll see. Let's start the Gemara. The Mishnah says that Tinaikis, they don't fast, Ema Adelaison, they don't have to fast, according to the Rambam, they don't have to fast, but we're Mechanachim. Mechanachim, Pastus means, this stays in the Gemara, Mechanachim for Shois. They fast a little bit. But when do they start fasting the Shois? So the Mishnah said, Lifnei Shana, Lifnei Shnasayim. According to Rashi again, Lifnei Shana means 2 years before the Bar Mitzvah. And Lifnei Shnasayim means 3 years before their Bar Mitzvah. Lifnei the Shnasayim before their Bar Mitzvah. The Shnasayim that is Samach L'Pirka. If they have to fast Shois, if we're Mechanachim L'Shois 3 years before their Bar Mitzvah, so what's the Chiddush that they also have to fast 2 years before their Bar Mitzvah? If a 10-year-old child has to fast Shois, so obviously an 11-year-old child has to fast Shois as well. So what's the Mishnah have to say? Well, it should have just said Lifnei Shnasayim. That the Mishnah means to say that it's not uniform. If he can, if he's strong enough, he fasts Shois when he's 10. But if he's Chayla, if he's a Chayla, he's a sickly child, then he doesn't start fasting Shois until he's 11. That's why it says that Lashon, of Neshon, of Neshon Asai. So, to Gemara. So what's going on? So Rashi learns that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are not arguing in halacha because they're talking about different cases. Rashi's goyish in the Gemara, argues in the Gemara is that way, that the Gemara seeks out affairs. Rav Huna is talking about a girl, and Rav Nachman is talking about a boy. So that's why they gave different ages, because boys and girls have their bar mitzvah at different ages. So Rav Huna is talking about a girl whose bat mitzvah is at 12. So he says, 8 and 9, she fasts shois. What's the 8 and 9? What's the 8 and 9? So Rashi says, chayil and bari, like Rav Chisda said before. A bari starts, if she's a bria, then she starts at 8. She's a chayil, she starts to fast shois at 9. So 8 and 9, Shois. 10 and 11, when she's 10 and 11 years old, she fasts already the whole day, but only Midr Abonim. And when she's 12, then she fasts Midr Isaac, now she's Bas Mitzvah. Assuming she bought the Simonim. That's by a girl, but Tilekis. Rav Nachman says, by a boy, Nachman agrees to Rav Huna in principle, but he translates it into a boy. And he says, 9 and 10, Mechan Tchonos L'Shois. 11 and 12, Mashlimin Midr Abonim. That means, if he's a Bari, so he starts at 9, and then 9 and 10, he's fast Shois, and 11 and 12, he's Mashlimin Midr Abonim. If he's a Chayla, that's the double Lashon. 9 and 10, if he's a Bari, he starts Shois from 9. If he's a Chayla, he starts Shois from 10. Likewise with the Hashlamo. If he's a Bari, he's already Mashlimin when he's 11. If he's a Chayla, he's not Mashlimin until he's 12. And by Mitzvah. So it comes out like this. First of all, both Rav Nachman and Rav Huna agree in the din that 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, if he's a Bari, or 1 year before Bar Mitzvah, he's a Chayla, he starts fasting the whole day. And 2 years before he starts fasting the whole day, he starts fasting Shais. So a Bari who starts fasting the whole day at 10 starts fasting Shais, let's say by a boy. A Bari, and same thing by a girl, just to tell you. So let's say by a boy. So if he's a Bari, when does he start fasting the whole day? When he's 11. 11 starts fasting the whole day. So when does he start fasting Shais? When he's 2 years before that, when he's 9. If he's a Chayla, then when does he start fasting the whole day? When he's 12. So when does he start fasting Shais? 2 years before that, when he's 10. That's what Rav Nachman said. 9 and 10, he fasts Shais. 11 or 12, 9 or 10, he fasts Shais. 11 or 12, he starts fasting the whole day. And then 13, he's a fountain pen and fasts the whole day. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, doesn't have the concept of fasting the whole day by a child at all. Hashlomim b'derabon leka. He only has the concept of Shais. And he says that when do you fast Shais? So he says you fast Shais. Ben Yud ben Yid Aleph Menachan Chnois of the Shais. 10 and 11 he fast Shais. Chayri means Chayl and Bari. A Chayl at 10 and a Bari. A Chayl rather, a Bari at 10 and a Chayl at 11. And 12 is Mashlim Midiraisa. By what? By a girl. By a girl. Some I think in the Russia that way, the guy's that way, but Fair version of it. By a girl, yeah, Batilicus. And by a boy, it'll be a year, everything a year later. So Chayre comes out like this. It's worthwhile bearing in mind, A, just as a way to remember everything, and also in the Svar also come up. According to Rav Nachman and Rav Funa, who don't argue with each other, according to Rashi, Rav Nachman and Funa, not arguing. One's a boy, one's a girl, but they're talking the same case. They have the same din. It comes out like this. L'Chayre, what varies from Chayre to Bari is when you start fasting, is how long you fast the whole day. When you start fasting the whole day, and for how many years, therefore, midrabanan, you're going to fast the whole day. A chayla starts fasting the whole day a year before his bar mitzvah. And if we only fast the whole day for a year before he becomes a galah. And a bari starts fasting the whole day 2 years before his bar mitzvah. So he has 2 years of fasting the whole day of hashlama midrabanan. But in shoyz, in shoyz, there's actually, in a way you could look at it, that there's no difference in a chayla when it comes to shoyz. A chayla and a bari, whether he's a chayla or a bari, he fasts for shoyz for 2 years before he starts fasting the whole day. Of course, in effect, they're going to start at a different age, because a bari who starts fasting the whole day at 11 is going to start fasting shoyz at 9, and a chayla who doesn't start fasting the whole day until he's 12 is going to start fasting shoyz only when he's 10. So it's true that a Bari and a Chayla will start fasting Shais at a different age. But, so in a way you could look at it that they're different when it comes to Shais, if you look at what age they start. But on the other hand, you could look at it that they're the same when it comes to Shais, because they both fast Shais for 2 years. But as the Gemara continues, Tanan says in our Mishnah, HaTilekes in Ma'ananis Leviyam Kippurim, Avon Mechant Chnoison, Lufnei Shonob, Lufnei Shonob, Lufnei Shonob. It says in our Mishnah that the Noikis, we don't make them fast on Yom Kippur, but we mechanek them. Lufnei Shonob, Lufnei Shonob. According to Rashi again, that means 2 and 3 years. Lufnei Shonob means 2 years. Lufnei Shonob Asucha, to his bar mitzvah. And Lufnei Shonob means 3 years before his bar mitzvah. So it says in the Mishnah, that we were mechanech a child for shoyz, presumably 2 or 3 years before his mitzvah, 2 and 3, but let's say whatever it is, 2 years and 3 years before his bar mitzvah. Bishmul Rafunu Rav Nachman, how do they understand that? Lufnei shana, lufnei shayin, what does that mean according to them? It means, this is when I now read the Gemara, the way the Bach is Magi the Gemara, and this is Pastor Rashi's Gersin the Gemara. Lefnei Shana Lidavrayim, meaning, Quater of the Huner of Nachman, it means, the Mishnah means, that he starts fasting Shois 2 years before his Hashlama Derabbanon. 2 years before he starts fasting the whole day Midrabbanon, which is 3 years before he starts fasting the whole day Midraisa. So let's explain what Rashi. Let's see what Rashi is doing over here. The Gemara says the Mishnah is good according to Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Now, before you looked at Rashi, it's actually problematic. Why is the Mishnah good according to Rav Nachman and Rav Huna? I would think the Mishnah not good according to Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, because the Mishnah says the child starts fasting 2 or 3 years before his bar mitzvah. Now, it's not in the Mishnah. We're talking about Shois. We're talking about Hashlama. But the number is 2 and 3. Two or three. Of course, divorce is 2 or 3, depending if he's a chayla or a bari. The component of the numbers here are 2 and 3 years before his bar mitzvah. When actually does a child start fasting, according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? Well, if you're talking about fasting the whole day, it's 1 and 2 years before his bar mitzvah. Chayil and bari. Chayil a year before his bar mitzvah, he fasts all day. A bari, 2 years before his bar mitzvah, fasts all day. If you're talking about Shois, it's 3 and 4. 3 or 4 years before his bar mitzvah, he starts fasting Shois, right? According to Rav Huna and Nachman, Huna, that's the cheshbon. 1 or 2 years, depending on Chayil Bari, 1 or 2 years before his bar mitzvah, when he's 11 or 12 years old, he starts fasting the whole day. 2 years before that, he starts fasting Shois. So he's Chayil, he starts fasting Shois when he's 10, which is 3 years before his bar mitzvah. And he's a Bari, he starts fasting Shois when he's 9, which is 4 years before his bar mitzvah. So, Mashach, it's not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says 2 or 3. According to Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, that doesn't stim. Mashach. Talking about fasting the whole day, it's 1 or 2 years before his bar mitzvah. You're talking about fasting Shois, it's 3 and 4. But either way, it's not 2 and 3. But the Mishnah says 2 and 3, and the Gemara says that for Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, it's good. So that's what Rashi has to come up with something. So the way Rashi comes up with, what Rashi comes up with, and maybe he's going to the Gemara, it's not so clear. It's actually written in Taisa Rosh that the most of the Gesois in the Gemara were just that according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, it's Nicha. And then what is he going to spell out how? Then he says, and some svar in the Gemara goes even how, and this is how Rashi's goes. I mean, this is that, and the Bach is Megill, and it should say the Gemara the way Rashi wants to have it. Lifnei Shona l'divrei Seifrim, lifnei Shtayim l'divrei Torah. That the Mishnah is like this. The Mishnah is referring to a Chayla. That's number one. The Mishnah is referring to a Chayla. So therefore, it sets everything at a minimum. Now, so what's this man of a chayla? A chayla starts fasting the whole day 1 year before his bar mitzvah. He starts fasting shoyz 3 years before his bar mitzvah. It's still not the mission. It still doesn't work in the mission. The mission says 2 or 3. So what's going on? So Rashi says that Rav Nachman Rav Huna will learn pshat in the Mishnah, very mechushtik of pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means it's referring to shoyz. And it's telling me how many years before bar mitzvah does a child start fasting shoyz. So it says like this. He starts fasting shoyz 1 year before his Hashlama Derabbanan. 1 year before he starts fasting the whole day. So that's not exactly bar mitzvah. But it's 1 year before he starts fasting the whole day, he starts fasting Shois 2 years before he starts fasting the whole day, which is 3 years before he starts fasting Midraisa, before his bar mitzvah. Maybe we should make a diagram for this, because here we suddenly got a little bit tricky. So it's like this. He's 13 years old, that's his bar mitzvah. So that's Hashlomo Deraisa. Then he fasts the whole day. The Mishnah says, now, when does he start? When does he start fasting the whole day Midrabbanan? Since he's a chayla, so 1 year before when he's 12. He would be a bari, he would start fasting the whole day when he's 11. But the Mishnah is envisioning a chayla. That's rational. The Mishnah is envisioning a chayla, according to Rav Nachman Rav Huna anyway. And the chayla starts fasting the whole day when he's 12. Says the Mishnah, when does he start fasting shoyz? Well, when does a child start fasting shoyz? When he's 11 and when he's 10. Because we said Shois is always 2 years. Whether you're a Chayil or a Bari, Shois is 2 years before the whole day. He fasts Shois for 2 years. So when he's 11, he fasts Shois. When he's 10, also he fasts Shois. So this is our Shlama der Rabbanan. So the Mishnah says that a child starts, the Mishnah is talking about Chinuch of Shois. And the Mishnah says that a child starts fasting Chinuch of Shois. Yeah. So the Mishnah is saying, when does he start fasting Shais? When he's 10. So the Mishnah the whole Mishnah is talking about a 10-year-old. It's a fancy way to talk about a 10-year-old. The Mishnah says a child, that means a sickly child, starts fasting Shais when he's 10. 10 is 2 years before Hashlama Derabbanan, and it's 3 years before Hashlama Deraisa. So when the Mishnah says two and three, it doesn't mean two or three. It doesn't even mean two and three. It means two equals three. It means 2 years before Hashlama Derabbanan, which is another way of saying 3 years before his bar mitzvah. Which is why we know that the Mishnah is talking about a chayla, because if the Mishnah would have been talking about a bari, that would not be true, because a bari... This is a chayla. Pardon my handwriting, but on the screen it's hard. By a bari, how would it look by a bari? A bari is maslam deraisa when he's 13, of course, everybody's that way. 2 years before he has hashlama derabbanan. Ten and nine, he fasts Shois. So if you want to talk about when does a bari start to fast Shois, he starts to fast Shois when he's nine. Now that's still 2 years before his Hashlama Derabbanan. So the Mishnah could have still said Lefnei Shana, because Lefnei Shana means 2 years before his Hashlama Derabbanan. But it's not 3 years before his Bar Mitzvah, it's 4 years before his Bar Mitzvah. Because in a bari child, 2 years before his Hashlama Derabbanan is 4 years before his Hashlama Deraisa, because the Hashlama Derabbanan itself takes 2 years. So since the Mishnah says that a child starts fasting 2 years before his Hashlama Derabbanan, which equals 3 years before his mitzvah, that equality is only true by a chayla. It's not true by a bari. The Mishnah therefore must be talking about a chayla. Very complicated Mishnah, the Rashi is suggesting.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Is it possible that the Gemara without the Girsa change of the Bach is then assuming that it's talking about a Bari and not a Chola? It's 2 years
but before. Without the Girsa change of the Bach, the Girsa change of the Bach is to bring the Gemara in line with Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Beferish. We're going to take a look at Rashi inside in a second. We're almost out of time. We're going to take a look at Rashi's Pshat in a second. We'll see Rashi. This is how Rashi learns the Mishnah for sure. There's no question about that. In the Gemara itself, it's not clear in Rashi if he was just going as Nicha. Mishnah the Mishnah is good, and now Rashi is giving me this elaborate shot. Or if Rashi was actually Geras in the Gemara, like the Bach's version of the Gemara, and so Rashi, what Rashi says is in the Gemara. But it's certainly what Rashi said. The Bach is making Gemara fit into Rashi's shot. Rashi's very explicit about all of this. In fact, it's kind of read Rashi inside. Now let's take a look at Rashi inside. Where should we pick it up from? Rashi is the Dibur Maskel Tanan. It's by, in my Gemara, it's even Dagoy Sabach, the Dibur Maskel. You know, so I'll read the whole Rashi. So Rashi is Tanan. It says in our Mishnah, Mechem Chanois L'Shoyz, Lefnei Shana, the Hainu Shtei Shana, it's another way of saying 2 years, Lefnei Shana Sayim, which is another way of saying the Hainu Shalish. So the Gemara says, Bishlam L'Rafun L'Rav Nachman, the Amri, the Ika Hashlamu Midi Rabbanon, they have concept of Hashlamu Midi Rabbanon, but Rav Yechaz is not such thing as Hashlamu Midi Rabbanon. There's the Shoyz and then Bar Mitzvah. But Rav Nehuna, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, they have a concept of Hashlamu Midi Rabbanon, that there's a year, or 2 years if you're a Bari, of Hashlamu Midi Rabbanon. So therefore, Kidakoma, like I said before, Apel Gav to the Lehu Avechina Chabori Arbishonim, even though, according to them, the Chinach of a Bari goes on for 4 years. But the Mishnah, we can say, is referring specifically to a chayil. This is what the Mishnah is saying. We start shoyz when he's 10, which is 2 years before, remember, 2 years before the Hashlama Midrabban, what Rashi calls Hashlama Sdivrayim. James Sholosh Lefnei Hashlomas Divrei Torah, which is the same as 3 years before his Hashlomah Midrash, before his mitzvah. Kidakom Rafuno, as Rafuno said, the Shana series when he's 10 years old, Mechanchen Oisoi, Mechanchen Esetinokis, Achale Lishois. She Lefnei Shana, so when he's 10, he's talking about Fanshois. She Lefnei Shana, when he's 10, that's the year before the Shana Hasmucha. According to Rashi, Lefnei Shana means the year before the Shana Hasmucha to his Bar Mitzvah. But now we're reading it. Lefnei Shana Hasmucha Leperek Hashlamas Divrayim. When he's 10, that's the year before he's 11. And 11 is the Shana Hasmucha to the Perek, to the year of Hashlamas Divrayim, meaning Hashlamas Midrabanim, when he's 12. She Bishnas Yudbeis Lechayu, which is when he's 12. Dahainu Lefnei Shnayim, which is equivalent to 2 years, 3 years before, a year before 2 years, to the it's Lefnei the 2 years, it's the year before the 2 years that are Samuch to the Perek Deraisa when he's Bar Mitzvah. So that's what I said before. He starts with Tomer Achayla, he starts when he's 10, which is Lefnei Shana, meaning 2 years before, Shana Lefnei. The Shana Hasmucha to the year of Hashlamas Derabbanan. Right? This language is very confusing. Lefnei Shana means the 10 is the year before 11, which is the year that Smucha, that's Lefnei Shana, these 10, which is the year before the Shana Hasmucha to what Rashi calls Perek Hashlamas Divrayim, the Perek of Hashlamas Derabbanan, which is 3 years before the Perek, meaning the juncture of Hashlama Deraisa, and that's why it's a chayla, because if it would be a bari, then 2 years before the perek of Hashlama Derabana would be 4 years before the perek of Hashlama Deraisa. That's the rational explanation according to Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So the Rosh asks and Rashi a couple of questions. He asks and Rashi first of all that it's very bizarre that the Mishnah should define the years, 10 years old, in terms of the distance from the Perek Hashlamas Divrayim, the year that he started Mashlam Midrabanan, when the Mishnah itself never even says Beferish there's such a thing as Perek of Hashlamas Midrabanan. The Mishnah doesn't say Beferish that there's a year of Hashlamas Midrabanan. It implies it. I may be saying that the 2 years before, but that there's a 2 years before, that it equals a 3 years before. The way Rashi learns, the 2 years before Hashlama Midrabanan equals the 3 years before Hashlama Midrash. So there's an implication that we could sort of deduce that there's a year over here of pre-Bar Mitzvah fasting the whole day. But it's not explicit. So the Rosh says, it's very, very strange that the Mishnah defines 10 years old as the year before the year before the year before he fasts Midrabanan. When the Mishnah doesn't say explicitly such a thing as fasting Midrabanan. That's one question. Then the Rosh asks the second question, is that according to Rashi, the Mishnah is talking about a chayla, then how did Rav Huna Rav Nachman even know that a bari gets an extra year? If it doesn't stay in the Mishnah, then where do Nachman and Rav Huna know it from? It's originally been in the Gemara, read into the Gemara, but I read it into the Mishnah, but Rav Nachman and Rav Huna are not reading into the Mishnah. They're saying, the whole Mishnah is by Chayla. Chayla starts when he's 10, which is 2 years before his Hashlamah der Abonah, which is 3 years before his Hashlamah der Ayah. Okay, so who says that's only by Chayla? Maybe that's by everybody. Where they get, what little bird told them that a Bari gets, has a different number. This second question of the Rosh, that's so simple to understand what he's asking, because the Gemara later, Behemshech, we haven't done yet, the Gemara later brings up a famous Shabraisa that that Hashlama of a Chayla is only 1 year and Hashlama of a Bari is 2 years. Rav Yochanan does with that Braisa, but the way Rav Nachman read the Braisa, it's a Beferish Braisa that when it comes to Hashlama, a Bari gets an extra year of Hashlama. A Bari starts fasting when he's 11, the whole day, and a Chayla only when he's 12. That's a Braisa. Yes, where do they know it from? It's a Braisa. What the Rosh means to ask is, okay, I know that a Chayla and a Bari start fasting all day at a different age, but how do we know they start fasting Shos at a different age? Maybe if a Chayla starts fasting Shos at 10, maybe a Bari starts fasting Shos at 10 too, and then have a year of Shos. Was it written in stone that has to be years of Shos? Maybe at 10 you start fasting Shos. If you're a Chayla, then you fast Shos for 2 years and Hashlama for 1 year. And if you're a Bari, you fast Shos for 1 year, 10, and 11 and 12, you fast the whole day. Like, maybe everybody starts at 10. Maybe there's no such thing as not. Like, where'd they get an notion that a Bari starts fasting Shos a year early? Those are two kashas of the Rosh Yes and Rashi. So again, the Rashi learns the Mishnah, Rashi learns the Gemara that according to Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, the Mishnah told about a Chayla, and the Mishnah says that a Chayla starts fasting Shoyes, according to Rav Nachman Shoyes, he starts fasting Shoyes when he's 10, which is 2 years before Hashlamah and Rabbanon, which is 3 years before Hashlamah and Rabbanon. That's Pshat in the Mishnah point to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. The Rosh asks, A, that it's strange that the Mishnah should describe the 10 years old as 2 years before Hashlamah d'Rabbanon, when we don't really, when it hasn't prefaced that even there's such a thing as Hashlamah d'Rabbanon. It may imply it in this Cheshbon itself, but it didn't say it didn't send it up as a landmark. So why is the Mishnah using this 12 years old Hashlamah d'Rabbanon as a landmark and saying that 10 years old is defining 10 years old as 2 years before 12? When we don't even have a pre-existing notion that 12 years old is special at all. And number two, asked the Rosh, if the whole Mishnah is talking about a Chayla, so even though it's true that I have a Braisa that Bari starts fasting the whole day at 11, but how do you know, how do Rav Nachman and Rav Huna know that a Bari starts fasting Shoyis at 9? Maybe everybody starts fasting Shoyis at 10. And then we have a chil, and then there's the 11, depends if you're a chayla or a bari, shoyis the whole day, and 12 you fast the whole day, and that would be fine. So the Rosh study from Pshat, we'll see later, but these are the two kashas of the Yes and Rashi's Pshat. So I want to say about over here, to answer the two kashas of the Rosh and Rashi. And that is, it goes back to the question that I asked earlier today, which is, we saw in Rashi, that Rashi learns the Gemara in Daf Ayin Ches, that Chazal were mafkia the mitzvah of chinuch entirely on Yom Kippur because Hayin Rabbi Yisrael. According to Rashi, a 9-year-old child, an 8-year-old child, they could fast the whole day. They wouldn't like it, but they could fast the whole day. That's a kona. And the Gemara asks, so why don't they have to? Gemara asks, achilah, shtir, rechit, tzitzicha, all those things, how come they don't have to do that? Why aren't they chai? And the Gemara answered, because this Hayin Rabbi Yisrael was part of the well-being of a child. So they go to Barabon and they weren't Geyser Chinuch. So it says in Mar Nanches that they were not Geyser Chinuch because of Rabbi Yisrael. They weren't Geyser Chinuch on Yom Kippur. Had there been a Din of Chinuch, it would have started maybe when he's 8. But they weren't Geyser Chinuch because I knew Rabbi Yisrael. So I asked earlier, so what changes when he's 12? Or if he's a boy when he's 11? What changes? How come all of a sudden now he does fast the whole day? But what happened to Hayin Rabbi Yisrael? It's not Yisrael when he's 12. It's not part of the well-being of a 12-year-old child to get a breakfast. But it is. Again, people of either Ran, the Gemara, and I is not talking about Chinuch, it's talking about just Rechitz and Sichah, if they were guys Rechitz and Sichah. So he learns there is a din, it's a din deraisa. And there's chinuch too, as long as it's not a sakana. When does it stop being a sakana? When he's 12. If he's a boy, it stops being a sakana when he's 11. So fine, if it's not a sakana, it's chinuch. But according to Rashi, it says in the word of Ayinches that they took chinuch away from Yom Kippur. And that's pshat in the Mishnah, according to Rashi. That's the chiddush din of the Mishnah, and in the satinus. That even though chinuch maybe they should have, but because it's a revisayo, they took chinuch away. They said that ein ma'an nesatinek, because we don't make them fast. So what happens when they're 12? Shoyis doesn't bother me so much. How could they fast shoyis? What happened to revisayo? It could be that shoyis is not a steer to revisayo. Revisayo, the being of a child is to eat, but he doesn't have to eat at 9 o'clock. He can eat at 10 o'clock too. That's the aim of the steer to revisayo. Fasting the whole day about is a steer to revisayo. And the Gemara says in that fine ches that they took chinuch away because of ein revisayo. So what happens when he's 11 and 12? That was a question I asked earlier today, and I flagged it. So I think now we're in a position to answer it. Because if you look at Rashi, the Rashi that we just read, Rashi has a very interesting lesson. When he talks about 12 years old as the time of fasting the whole day, Rashi calls it at the end of the Rashi, Perek Hashlomas Dvarim. It's not just the year that you fast the whole day, it's a perek of fasting the whole day. Perek means, it means juncture, but it has a particular meaning of godless. A child who's higia lepirka, he reached his perek. That's how I refer to becoming mitzvah. He reached the perek, the juncture of becoming a godel. Rashi calls 12 years old the perek of hashlamas derayim, the perek of hashlamas derabbanan. I think it's mavur noshin of Rashi that 12 years old, he has to fast the whole day. It's not the pshat. The way to say it is not, he's a katan, but he has to fast the whole day. The Losh Rashi is mashma that's the wrong way to say it. Midrabanan, he becomes a gun, and therefore he has to fast the whole day. Not for other areas of halacha, other areas of halacha, not a gun. But for fasting on Yom Kippur, when he's 12 already, and if he's a bar already when he's 11, they made him a gadol, and therefore he has to fast. So why Chazal did it? It's because they had an agenda. There's no question they had an agenda of chinuch. I'm going to say later explicitly. But what they did is not they said, well, he's a katan and he has to fast any chinuch, because that they uprooted in the Gemara Ayin Ches. In the Gemara Ayin Ches, it says they took away chinuch of ketanim and Yom Kippur because Hanu Rebisayim. So if they turned around when he's 12, and let me add, and that's the din of the Mishnah, ain't ma'anan as tinoikus. The Mishnah says categorically that you can't be ma'anan tinoikus. You can't make tinoikus fast the whole day. But when he's 12, he does have to fast the whole day. And if he's a boy when he's 11, the answer is because he's not a tinoikus. He's not a tinoik. Because they said that 12 years old and 11 by a boy is the perek. When it comes to fasting, that's the perek of Hashlamas Derayim. That's his bar mitzvah in Yom Kippur. When he's 12 years old, or 11 on Nibari, he becomes midrabon, and he becomes bar mitzvah in your fasting on Yom Kippur. So it's a different line of chinuch. It's not the chinuch of chinuch haktanim. Chinuch haktanim, they were oiker by Yom Kippur because of Rabbi Yisrael. It's a different chinuch. It's a chinuch of having a bar mitzvah a year early, or having your bar mitzvah 2 years early if you're a bari. So maybe I think that's also the answer to the other questions. The Rosh's questions. The Rosh asked in Rashi, number one, why is the Mishnah defining 10 years old as 2 years before Hashlamas Derayim? You know, let me start the other questions first, the other question, the Rosh, and then this one will be better. It'll work out. The Rosh asked, the Mishnah just says that you start fasting 2 years before Perek Hashlamas. The Mishnah said you start fasting Shoyis when you're 10. This is a fancy way of saying it. 2 years before your Hashlamas Derabanan, which is 2 years before your Hashlamas Deraisa, but it's 10 years old. And that's Echala. I mean, Rashi, that's by chayla. By a bari, it starts when you're 9. Ask the Rosh, who told the Rabbanan Rav Nachman that when your bari starts at 9? Maybe it's, if the Mishnah doesn't say it, so how do they know? Maybe it all starts at 10. And a bari fast the whole day a year earlier, that's a brisa later. That they're not asking. That we know from a brisa. But the din that Shoy starts at 9 doesn't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shoy starts at 10. Because the Mishnah knows about a chayla. So how do we know that by a bari it starts a year early? The answer is that according to Rashi, it's not true that a bari starts fasting shoyis early. I mean, it's true, and obviously it's true, but it's not true, deep down it's not true. You start fasting shoyis 2 years before your bar mitzvah. That's the gedder hadin. The din is you fast shoyes 2 years before your bar mitzvah. That's what it says in the Mishnah, lefnei shana. Lefnei shana means 2 years. But it means lefnei shana hasamach lepirkoi. But the perek that we're talking about is the perek hashlamas derayim, the perek, the bar mitzvah derabbanim. So what it says in the Mishnah is, when do you start fasting? Just lefnei shana, which means lefnei, the year before, the shana hasmucha, the year before, the perek, shana, the perek of hashlamas derayim. Because you start fasting shayis 2 weeks before your bar mitzvah, but the bar mitzvah, they're darbanim, the bar mitzvah, the bar mitzvah, the perek of hashlamas derayim. So that's the gedera din, the age that a child starts fasting. It's not right to call it 10 years old. The child starts fasting 2 years before his bar mitzvah, but the bar mitzvah that the Mishnah makes says first, that the Mishnah makes primary, is the darbanim bar mitzvah, 2 years before your darbanim bar mitzvah, which is 3 years before your daraisa the bar mitzvah. So Mela, by a bari, his bar mitzvah is when he's 11. That's later in the night. That a bari starts fasting the whole day when he's 11. That means that's his parak. Because if he's not a gadol, me the rabbanon, if it's not his bar mitzvah, then ein ma'anin esatinoikus. There's no chinuch of tanim on Yom Kippur. He must be a gadol. It must be that it's a that he had a bar mitzvah, a darabonik bar mitzvah. So a chayil and a bari have a different bar mitzvah. A chayil's bar mitzvah is when he's 12 for Yom Kippur, and a bari's bar mitzvah when he's 11. But when do you start fasting shayis 2 years before your bar mitzvah? That's what it says. That's to everybody. The Mishnah, to that extent, not only by a chayla, it's by a bari too. What the reason why the Rashi is the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is only talking about a chayla, is because the Mishnah translates the years before your bar mitzvah, the rabbanon, into the years before your bar mitzvah, the rais. And the Mishnah says 2 years before your rabbanon, the mitzvah, which is 3 before your rais, the bar mitzvah. That's only true by a chayla. By bari, his rabbanon, the mitzvah, 2 years before his rabbanon, the bar mitzvah, is 4 years before his rais, the bar mitzvah. Because his rabbanon b'kabar mitzvah is when he's 11, and his daraisa b'kabar mitzvah is till he's 13. So when the Mishnah says that the 2 years before your rabbanon b'kabar mitzvah is 3 years before your daraisa b'kabar mitzvah, that quality is only true by chol. It's not going to be true by a bari. But the yisoy that it says in the Mishnah, the etzem din that it says in the Mishnah, is that you start fasting 2 years before your bar mitzvah. And that's true by a chol and by a bari, because that's the zman. You start fasting lefei shana of the perek hashlamas derayim. Maybe it's good to, I think, the other question of the Rosh also. The Rosh asks, why did the Mishnah say it in such a funny way? You start fasting 2 years before your Hashlama Derabbanan. Hashlama Derabbanan, we don't even know it, except that you've heard from this Mishnah itself. You should talk normal 3 years before your Bar Mitzvah. May I mention? 3 years before your Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah, everybody knows what it is. You start fasting 2 years before your 12. Like, well, what kind of language is that? The answer is the Rashi, because that's the Gedra Din. The Mishnah uses that language because that's Tama Simba. That's the Din, that you start fasting 2 years before your Bar Mitzvah. And it has enough kavina that if you're a bari whose bar mitzvah is 11, and you start fasting 2 years before that, because the din is always that you start fasting shayis 2 years before your bar mitzvah. So I think with this mahal, we answer all the problems. We answer the problem that according to Rashi and Dafayin Ches, it says in the Gemara, you weren't geizah chinuch by a child, because I knew Rabbi Sai, that's Pshat Mishnah, but you're not getting man. So how could there even be a concept of Hashlama Rabbanah? What happened? There's no, how could they be chinuch altogether by a cup on Yom Kippur? It's Hainu Revisai, we're dull. The answer is, because it's not a chinuch of Tanim. It's an early bar mitzvah. I mean, it's an agenda of chinuch, but what Chazal said was not, you're not mechanech Tanim for ein ma'anet tinoikus. You can't be ma'anet tinoikus. What Chazal could say is that he's that at 12 years old, he's not a tinoik anymore. And if he's a bar at 11 years old, he's not a tinoik anymore. That's what Rashi calls perek hashlamas derayim. And that's the pshat over here, that the Mishnah demarcates, when do you start fasting shayis? Lefnei shana. Rashi learns, lefnei the shana hasuchel leperek hashlamas derayim. The Rosh asked, and a mother has a strange way to say 10 years old. 2 years before is hashlama derbanan. Say 10 years old. Say 3 years before your bar mitzvah. Those are terms that we know. 2 years before your perek hashlamas derayim. What kind of language is that? The answer is, the Mishnah uses that language because that's stam language. Because that's the gedra din. If they show you 2 years before your bar mitzvah. And the nafkamin is that by a bari, it's going to be 9. Because a bari's bar mitzvah is 11, like it says later in the Bais. A bari's bar mitzvah is at 11, not at 12. It's perek hashlamas derayim. So mele, his neshon is 9. And that's the end of the other kasha of the Rosh. How we talk and know that the bari starts fasting at 9? If the Mishnah says you start fasting at 10, then who says that a bari starts earlier? The answer is the Mishnah doesn't say that you start fasting at 10. The Mishnah says you start fasting 2 years before your rabbanon bar mitzvah. And since we know from the Braisa that a Bari's Derabon Dikar Bar Mitzvah is when he's 11, so Mimela, so by a Bari, then in the Mishnah of Lefnei Shana is when he's 9. Yeah. Okay, fine. That's what I wanted to work through. So I want to finish the Gemara tomorrow. I want to read the rest of the Gemara, and I want to take a look at the Rosh. The Seder Ron we need to see here is the Gemara, in this order, the Gemara with Rashi, the Rosh. There's little places. We're not going to talk about it so much. If you want to take a look at Tosis after the Rosh, look at Tosis after the Rosh. But it's the Gemara, the rest of the Gemara, the Rosh, and then Rosh, and then the Ran is optional. I don't know if we're going to talk about it so much. And the Rama, I do want to talk about the Rama. Okay. Fine. Okay, Leitrot.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question on the Nishir?
What? Well, how you doing?
I have a question. How's Rabbi doing?
Okay, what's doing?
Can I ask a question on the Nishir?
Yes, sir.
So